Jacka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg and Rustenburg 20, Pretoria 21, Emalahleni 19.
Got a crime scene over in Ormond on the M1 South. It's before Xavier Street, daar's opgehoopte verkeer, and also a stationary vehicle on the N14 North after the ramp to the N1 North.
Government is taking steps to ease regulatory barriers that have kept Elon Musk's Starlink internet service out of operating in South Africa. A major policy shift could soon pave the way for Starlink and similar satellite services to legally operate in the country without having to meet the 30% black economic empowerment equity ownership requirement. Alisasi Mahobu has more.
Minister of Communications and Digital Technology Soli Maladze says the aim of the amendment to the regulation is to allow multinational companies to meet empowerment goals through what's called equity equivalent investment programs. Earlier this week, Bloomberg News reported that South African officials held a late-night meeting with the South African-born billionaire to discuss the Starlink deal. Under the new regulations, foreign operations could invest in broadband infrastructure, technology training, or rural connectivity programs instead of giving away equity. Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
In other big news at lunchtime, the country's latest crime stats. Gauteng police officers account for the highest number of officers shot dead during the fourth quarter. This is according to Police Minister Senzo Mqulu. More than 20 police officers were killed between the 1st of January and the 31st of March this year.
Regrettably, we must report the loss of 22 police officers, 6 while on duty and 16 while off duty, with 10 of those in Gauteng. This is not just a loss to the subs, but to the entire nation. Let us be clear, an attack on police officers is an attack on the state, and those responsible will face the might of the law.
The Northern Cape is among the only 9 provinces to record an increase in murders in the fourth quarter.
The 4 high crime provinces, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape and Eastern Cape, contributed the bulk of murder incidents nationally, as before. Yet when compared to the same period last year, the current statistics offer some encouragement.
Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe says good governance is essential for South Africa to develop its refineries and maximize its mineral wealth. Mantashe was speaking at the Southern African Launch Petroleum National Company in Johannesburg today. The company was formed by merging PetroSA and the Strategic Fuel Fund, among others, in a bid to strengthen energy security.
It is important to ensure that we have good governance. Good governance is a very critical component of reducing both operational and financial risks. If you have a problem of governance, that entity is going to run into all sorts of problems.
To Mahalisa in Santa now, where the city of Johannesburg's emergency management services say at least one person have died in a fire. The blaze broke out this morning. The cause of that fire is unknown. And finally, we end off in New York, where a park is celebrating one of the city's most iconic animals next month with a pigeon fest. It's a day-long event featuring art exhibitions, science demonstrations, and the city's first pigeon impersonation pageant. It's all coinciding with National Pigeon Appreciation Day. I'm Chanel Sedema, net video with news to eer. Die regering neem stappe om regulasie hindernisse te verlig wat Elon Musk se Starlink internetdiens uit bedryf hou in Suid-Afrika.
Changing the rules, eh? Okay, so now that we've got pigeons, oh, that's first world problem stuff. We've got a really pigeon pageant.
But for New Yorkers, it's apparently a big problem.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess. Trafalgar Square, try London. Yay! Wear a hat. That's what I'm saying. We're worried about our refineries and our energy thing and like, well, let's dress like pigeons. Hey, hey, hey. More news on the website, jacarandfm.com. Just click on the news tab.